Hotcakes.
Okay, okay. What's the difference between, oh yeah, I think you told me. Between a waffle and a
hotcake.
Yeah, you think you told me. Let me see. Okay. Did you tell me about what you put on waffles?
Mm-hmm.
You did? You told me that yesterday? Okay, I can't remember. Say you were going to buy some flour. Okay. You might say you're going to go to the store and buy two, what, of flour?
2 pounds of flour.
Okay. And what do you call the two parts of an egg?
A yolk and the whites.
Okay. What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, you'd say you have hard...
Hard-boiled eggs.
Okay. And what do you call the kind of eggs that you just crack them and you let them fall out right into some water?
Broiled eggs.
Okay. What do you call the salt-cured or sugar-cured meat that you might boil with greens?
I don't know.
Okay. When you cut down the side of a hog, what do you call that meat that you cut off?
The thigh.
Okay. And what do you call the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Okay. And what do you call the edge of the bacon that you sometimes...
Rims.
Okay. What do you call that kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Link sausage.
Okay. And what do you call the guy who kills and sells the meat?
Butcher.
Okay. And if you kept your meat too long, you'd say the meat has...
Spoiled.
Okay. And when you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Hog head cheese.
Is it good?
It's delicious.
Oh, I never had that thing. What do you call a dish that you make by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Blood sausage.
Okay, what is blood sausage exactly?
It's combined with blood and... meat, parts of meat to the body of the cow or the hog or whatever you want to.
Okay.
It's delicious.
Do you ever hear of anybody taking like the juice of some hog head cheese or liver and stirring it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and then they cook it and then later after it gets cold they slice it and fry it?
That's right.
Have you? What do you call
My aunt and uncle call it, I can't remember what she used to call it, but she made it, and it looked like a cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it tastes delicious. I mean, she'd get the cornbread, bits of meat.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they would use, after she boiled the head, and then she'd get that cheese, the broth of the head. And she would save it.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gelled, then she would slice it and use so many parts of the frozen gel.
Mm.
Then she'd mix it with her cornbread.
Yeah.
And then she would put salt and pepper to season it.
Uh-huh.
But she used a lot of spices.
Uh-huh.
And then later she put it in little bitty containers and put them in a storeroom.
Yeah.
And then when they got real hard, she took them out and put cheesecloth over them.
Yeah.
And then she hung them up in a storeroom, cellar.
Huh.
And after that, after they were there for about 2 or 3 days, she'd take them down and she would slice them and put them on a frying pan. They were delicious.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
But you know, my aunt and uncle, my husband's aunt and uncles, they were, well, I don't know, they were just old country people.
Mm-hmm.
They had money, but they just didn't, it didn't bother them any.
Yeah.
And everything that he raised, they ate.
Yeah, that's good.
And the only thing that she said she ever bought was sugar and flour.
Mm.
Because the hog, the grease from the hog, she used that as the grease.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she didn't have to buy milk because she had milk there,
mm-hmm.
her cows.
Mm-hmm.
And she churned her own butter. And I have a churner.
Golly.
And she said that she didn't really have to buy none but flour. And she bought a 200-pound bag of flour that lasted her a month.
Is that right?
Because she baked bread a lot.
Yeah, she baked. Yeah.